While some economists fear that higher oil prices and a weak housing sector could trigger recession, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Bernanke disagrees. He further suggests that the inflationary impact of a three-year-long increase in oil prices is being contained. He told the congressional panel that he expects growth will gain momentum during the remainder of this year.
The central tendency of the growth forecasts, which are conditioned on the assumption of appropriate monetary policy, is for real GDP to expand roughly 2.25% to 2.5% this year and 2.5% to 2.75% in 2008. The forecasted performance for this year is about 0.25 percentage point below that projected in February.
Slower growth over the past year, he said, results from weakness in housing. In his appearance before the House Financial Services Committee, Bernanke gave no indication that short-term interest rates would either be moving higher or lower. They have been held steady at 5.25% by the central bank for over a year. Concerning housing, Bernanke said that prices are likely to remain weak for some time and that there will be more foreclosures on properties where borrowers cannot meet their monthly payments. The international economy, said Bernanke, is strong and likely to remain so. When asked whether China should float and revalue its currency, something many members of Congress have long been pressing China to do, the Federal Reserve Board chairman unhesitatingly answered yes. It is, said Bernanke, in China's own interest to have a stronger currency.
Without a flexible exchange rate, they're unable to run an independent monetary policy. They're having some issues right now with a bit of inflation and some asset price changes that may reflect excess liquidity in their system, and that's a potential problem down the road.
Because China's trade surplus is so high, the foreign currency it has accumulated boosts the domestic money supply, raising the risk of inflationary pressure on the economy. Referring to America's large trade deficit, Bernanke said that while it poses no immediate problem, efforts must be made to narrow the trade imbalance. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.